when Bad was wrong, he was calling Fayetteville trying to get a mechanic over there. We laughed so hard.
Oh,
of course, he hadn't talked to us since, but it was worth it.
Well, that's a good way to get rid of a friend you don't want to talk to, I guess. We got some actual news here from Greg. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, there's a wreck on 430 North at right in front of Colonel Glenn. There's a car that is up suspended on the those guides, the wires in the middle of the road, and there's like a Yukon. Traffic is backed up past Stagecoach, so if you're coming 430 North, you might want to take another route.
All right, appreciate the call. That would be good to avoid that area. That's those wires. I know a lot of people have been wondering what the deal is there, but and look, if you hit those wires in the middle of the median at a high rate of speed, it probably will jack up your car, maybe a little worse than it would if you skidded to a stop there. But it does prevent you from going across the median and going into oncoming traffic. You get a head-on collision, your odds of survival are not too high. So I can you imagine how much work? I mean, I think I may have mentioned this to you before. You know, they put all the concrete down first, and then they went and put all the poles in with all the wires. And I'm like, why are they putting sidewalks in the medians? What is the deal? I had no idea.
It looked a little odd.
It looked odd until they put the wires up, and I'm like, I get it.
Because
I'd never
sense.
Seen that before. I mean, you've seen them put up median, like, you know, protective barriers, but I've never seen them like that. That must be a more inexpensive way to do it than the walls. Anyway, kind of unique.
When is that 430 supposed to be done then? That big
the 430-630, the super deal there? I don't know. They closed, I know, over the weekend and put the... Oh, I tell you what.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Well, the best thing about it is when you're coming off 630 going westbound, you're going to fly Shackelford now. So you don't have to wait at that light at Shackelford any longer. Because that's what the overpass is going to be. It's going to be right over the top of
Shackelford. You saw that and saw it was a sidewalk as you were driving home to watch How You Met Your Mother?
No.
Oh.
Red.
Yo, John, you got another wreck, man.
Uh-oh.
430 South at Mom L.
Okay.
And traffic's moving, but it's pretty backed up pretty good on the 40 probably from 430.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, yeah. Good. Another one. Anyway.
You know what I'm going to do?
430 is a hazard.
Every day I'm going to start the show and just say avoid that area. The 430-40 Mom L exit area. I mean, I don't know when we're going to address that. I applaud the people who came up with the idea that we need to widen Cantrell, Highway 10. That's brilliant. But I don't know when we're going to find another way to get from the Little Rock area across to 40 as opposed to just going on 430. They keep building more biking and walking bridges, which is fine. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But can we please get a bridge that will carry cars from the Little Rock area out to 440 somewhere?
That'd be nice.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be all for that.
Yeah. It's also got traffic backed up on Maumelle Boulevard, too.
See,
so
I'm against all that. Yeah, I'm against it. I'm buying a helicopter. That's it. Red, you want to go in?
Yeah, I got five on it.
Okay.
I got five.
Put a little something on it. Put a little something on it. All right, appreciate it. What's up, Bo?
Are you going to be the one that
flies? Hey, what's going on?
What do you know?
Oh, I was just going to call and tell you about a prank. You know those McDonald's Monopoly games where I called into the newspaper and put an ad out. Told them that my friend had a boardwalk and everybody in the world had Park Place. So I told on the newspaper ad, it said, I've got boardwalk. If you've got Park Place, I'll split it with you. And he just had a ton of phone calls for about 3 weeks.
That's funny. That's a good gig. I like that. All right. That's my second favorite behind the mayonnaise-filled donut. Appreciate the call, Bo. Thank you. Bill.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I have a question for the poker program director.
All right.
I'm a truck driver, and I get in my truck every morning between 2:30 and 3 a.m.
Wow, good for you. I appreciate you.
Well, you know what's on the buzz at 3 a.m.?
I got to be honest. I really have no idea.
The same episode of SportsCenter back to back to back to back.
Yeah, it's just like watching ESPN on TV.
Is there any chance we could maybe get like the other couple hours of Mike and Mike that we don't get to hear of in the morning?
Well, I was thinking about doing a pre-recorded show that we were going to air in that time slot, but I haven't had it approved yet.
It actually doesn't start that early. That's the problem.
We don't preempt 2 hours at the end because the Eagle Fest starts at 6.
Right. How am I supposed to do the end of Mike and Mike before it's already aired? That's
no,
a live show.
Take the last couple hours from today, play it tomorrow morning.
Well, because it'll be dated.
It's still better than the same episode of, you know, SportsCenter back to back to back to back.
You know what? Sometimes, Bill, I just have to admit that I can't fix it. It's just the way it's got to be.
Sometimes we air Lady Razorback basketball at 2 a.m.
Not that often, actually. But now that Jimmy Dyke's there, we're going to air it at 1 a.m. going to be much more intriguing.
Yeah, I tell you, it'll get a bump in the rotation with Jimmy Dykstra.
Yeah, bet that. All right, Bill, I'm sorry that I can't make you happy. I apologize. You're just like my wife now.
Wait every day for 10 o'clock so I can switch back to the buzz.
Oh, my friend, I spend hours and hours all through the year not making people satisfied. So get in line, my man. But I appreciate you tuning in at 10.
Keep on trucking.
And be safe out there. I'm going to dedicate the next song into the break to you, my friend, and I appreciate the effort out there. Be safe.
Thanks.
Can I get are you in your truck now?
I am.
Can you give me a honk? I love
the
air horn.
I don't have an air horn. I got a little chicken horn.
Well, boo you. That's all right. Okay, man. Be safe.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, look, I occasionally will catch the seventh version of the SportsCenter I've already seen, and I'm like, why am I still watching this?
Is anything going to change?
I wish we could get the His and Her podcast for a full hour.
By the way, I would like to say pat on the back to the program director.
Why?
His and Hers is no longer.
All right!
I have gotten enough complaints from listeners that say His and Hers sucks, and I've never heard one that I thought was worth a crap. I won't name names, but some of this Billy said, it's not that bad. I'm like, no, it is. It's the worst abomination.
What time is that show?
It's like at 3 o'clock. It's a little vignette. It's terrible. It's and I used to like her. You know, I used to really like her. What's her name?
Jemele Hill.
Jemele Hill. Michael
Smith
is the worst. He's terrible, and she's got worse.
Of a lie, bro.
Nobody has regressed worse in broadcasting in the last 10 years than her. She is so horrible.
Numbers of a lie.
She's just not really in a good position. She's not in a position to succeed. That's not a good set for her. That's a bad situation, and that deal is terrible, and I do want to take full credit for making the decision to pull it off the air.
Well, how long, though, does it last?
It's 3 minutes of an it's brutal, Pat. It's like an assault on yours.
I've heard
it's like
before.
A minute, and then it's like a commercial,
a break,
and
right?
They come back. Yeah. It's horrible.
But they have the worst teases ever, and it's like, and we'll let you know right after this.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you know about some crap you don't care about in just a moment. It's His and Hers on ESPN Radio. I'm like, no, it isn't. Not anymore. Abomination. I emailed my guy from ESPN. I said, dude, I've had literally like 15 complaints. I can't take this anymore. It is the greatest abomination on radio today. And he goes, okay. I was like, thanks.
Pretty harsh, man.
Well, it's horrible. I didn't say it to her. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. She didn't listen. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, happy April 1st.
Hey,
happy
April 1st. Same to you.
I just sent Pat a email of a headline down here in the Sentinel Record in Hot Springs.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it says. And, okay. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm not making this up.
Pat doesn't
read. It says, U of A hires Dykes for women's basketball team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. You got to be careful there. I mean, that does sort of present itself.
It's spelled different.
All right, guys. Have a great
day. Buddy.
I hope she wins.
Oh, see. Okay, Pat, so April 1st is not just April Fool's Day. What else is this day known for?
Well, there's a few things, and I just want you guys to put yourselves in this year and think to yourself, if you were told this news, would you think it was an April 1st joke? And I'm trying to get a little bit more information here, but thankfully, the computer's frozen, so
good.
We can't get any more info.
Oh, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. I got a few things for you here while you're unfreezing.
But not, well, I got these.
I thought you had to thaw out first.
Okay, 1990, CBS fires Brent Musburger today on April 1st. What a cruel, cruel world that
joke.
Is.
Not a joke, huh?
No, I mean, how do you do it on April 1st?
I mean,
just to not have any of the jokes. Same-sex marriage legalized in the Netherlands. First time ever, 2001.
I didn't know it was ever illegal there.
Yeah, in fact, it was. 1952 was the first time somebody came out with the Big Bang Theory.
Huh.
Which I don't believe in.
Okay.
Well, you probably would have thought it was a joke back in 1952.
Gained a lot of ground lately.
It's a joke in 2014.
Big Bang Theory's got a lot of built up a head of steam of late.
It is a theory, after all.
Yeah, that's right.
Prove it.
What else you got?
1976, a little something called Apple Computer.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, founded in
that's not gonna last.
April Fool's Day.
That's funny.
The irony or coincidence? I don't know. And how about this one? In 2013, which was last year, the first smelling TV was invented in Japan.
Smell-o-vision? What is it? Smell like sake or what? I mean, what's the deal?
It smelled like little
schoolgirls. In fact,
school
not girls. A joke. It's chill.
I don't know if I want smell-o-vision.
True. Oh, I can't wait for it to come to the
U.S. I'd like to dedicate this to all you hardworking blue-collar folks out there, none of which work at this radio
April
station.
Fools, none of that stuff actually happened.
Is that true? Did you make all that up?
Yeah. No, I didn't make it up. It's true.
Okay. Work hard every day. So, and to our friends in the trucking industry, getting stuff from place to place, including All the unhealthy stuff we like to eat, like mayonnaise filled donuts. I appreciate your efforts.
I'm pretty good, actually.
Mm. I can imagine a mayonnaise-filled hostess.
Let me ask
really
you this. Glazed donut, right? Glazed donut. Not with a hole in it, just a full glazed donut filled with, and you have to eat six of them. Would you rather on this Tuesday? Mayonnaise, mustard, like Dijon, or cheese, like melted cheese?
This is filled?
Yeah. Where the jelly would normally be, it's mayo, mustard, or cheese.
Mustard.
Me too, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Mustard.
Mustard's good on everything.
Yeah, mustard's not that bad.
I ate mustard on a rusty nail one time. It was pretty good. Pat, what about you?
I agree with you, man.
You weren't even paying attention.
I agree with you.
Jack White. We come back. The team marketing report for Major League Baseball. What does it cost you for the average day out at the ballpark? I'm embarrassed that my team is towards the top and it is giving you a below-average performance. 10 innings, not one run yesterday. Embarrassing.
You need to fight back, man. You do have rights. You do have rights as a consumer.
They're not getting any of my money. I don't care. I get to watch them on TV for nothing.
Fair enough.
If you're looking for something good to eat, much, much better than mayonnaise-filled donuts, get over to Jim's Razorback Pizza. They're open for business today, you know.
That's no joke.
All three locations. Yeah, this is no April Fool's. Today is Tuesday. Oh, I love Tuesday at Jim's Razorback Pizza. I know we all do. All three locations, Morgan Maumelle, Highway 10, Hot Springs, Arkansas. What a beautiful day to be out and about and popping in, having lunch or dinner. On Tuesday, of course, 3 to 6 happy hour. Check out the drink specials and a buck off any appetizer at Jim's Razorback Pizza. That includes those delicious wings. You know you love them, and they're baked, and they're good. And you can eat a dozen of them and feel good about it because you know what? You just ate a bunch of chicken that wasn't fried. So good for you. Baked chicken, so delish, on a wing. Who would have thought? But if you want to go maybe some pasta, a sandwich, Maddie loves the chicken bacon ranch. Basically, if they can put it on a pizza, they'll throw it on a sandwich for you. The Razorback is the team favorite. Ham, pepperoni, salami. Oh, delicious. And get all the good stuff on there you love. It is.